All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO. This one is from Cynthia in Philly, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Cynthia says, my mother and father have been married for 38 years, and I'm their only child. My dad cheated and had two sons by a woman that he dated for 15 years. My mom knew and chose to stay with him. I'm engaged to be married, and I'm still traumatized by what my father did to us. I've asked him to go to therapy with me, but he refused to and said I am being dramatic. I feel like my trust issues with my fiancé are because of what my dad did. How can I get closure on this if my dad isn't willing to help me?
Well, I mean, I don't know anything about therapy, so I'm not an expert at this, but if you're going to go to therapy, then you can go and get closure yourself. Your father not. Men don't really do closure. You can go to therapy and get closure yourself. Yeah. But I have a suggestion for you.
What's that?
You know, what your father did was a mistake, a horrible mistake. He knows it. Your father has to own up to that. The fact that you know that his mistake is causing you to have trust issues with your fiance, you're very aware of that. Now, when you go to the therapist, you're going to tell your therapist that. They're going to repeat it back to you, and it may be of some good help to have you hear it back. I'm not knocking therapy at all, because therapy works for a lot of people. But this is a situation where you, if you would just forgive your father, have you ever tried forgiving him?
Well, she didn't mention that.
You know, that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. Because like Bishop Jakes always said, you know, not forgiving a person is like you sipping the poison waiting on him to die. You're traumatized by what he did to y'all. Your mother has moved on past it, dealt with it. And I think that you're going to have to find the way to do the same thing. Now, if you think you need therapy, I recommend that you go and have therapy.
Okay. All right, Cynthia.
But I'm just telling you, you should just forgive your father. You have two brothers. You got them. Try to look at the upside. Your mother kept her family together. There is an upside to this. But you keep looking at the damage that's done. And obviously you've managed to get through it, but you need closure. Okay? My suggestion is close it. But you may need therapy to do it.
Yeah, I agree with the therapy. You're right. All right, Harrison in London, all the way from London, writes, for the past 3 years, I've been living with a woman that is 6 years younger than I am, and she wants to have a big wedding and two children. I enjoy her company, and we have a great sex life, but I'm not in love with her. We met and had sex on the first night, and she moved in with me 4 months later. I tried to fall in love, but it's just not there. I don't want to marry this girl, and I hate to break her heart, but I can no longer fake it with her. How can I end things with her respectfully, and should I be honest? That's from Harrison.
You have to be honest. If you don't love a person, you got to be honest about that. You have to be honest.
No matter how much it hurts.
It's going to hurt. But I think you have to be honest in this case. I just can't live a lie. I'm not in love with you the way I should be for us to move this relationship forward into marriage. That's not what I want. And I'm sorry, but I'm not in love with you, and I don't think it's in your best interest to move forward with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how the hell you lived in the house that long, dog. Damn. 6 years?
For the past 3 years. She's 6 years younger than he is.
3 years.
They've lived together for 3 years. That's still
a long
time.
That's too long.
And he ain't in love. I can't live with you and I ain't in love with you. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. It's too hard.
Yeah.
And if you think that's hard, get married. Marriage just multiplies everything.
Yes, it does. Yes,
if you're happy, it can multiply that. If you're sad, it can multiply that. If you're with the wrong one, it can multiply that. If you're with the right one, it'll multiply that. Marriage is the great multiplier.
Everything times 10.
Yeah.
Man, get out, dog.
Yeah. I'm happy that you said for him to be honest, though. I'm impressed with that.
Well, this is the one. See, lying, it's going to get him deeper in the hole. Look, I love you. And then she going to remain hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, leading her
for that big wedding and that family.
See, all right. Out. Now, he won't out. You can get out with the truth. You don't even need a lie.
Ooh, okay.
I'll tell you if you did.
Yeah. Moving on, Cassandra in Tyler, Texas says, I'm a 40-year-old woman and I'm dating a married man that lives in the neighboring city. I work at a bank and he does a lot of banking with us, so I can watch his accounts. I noticed that a large sum of money was wired to an account in his town. I Googled that person and found her Facebook page. She looks younger and she's definitely in shape and loves high heels and weave. Should I ask him if he's cheating with her, or do you think it'll mess up what he and I have going on?
Are you serious?
What? Yeah.
You want to ask him, is he cheating with her? Ain't you cheating with him?
Yeah, he's married.
He's a cheater. Yeah. What you think he doing?
That's what he does.
Yeah, what you tripping for?
Doing him.
Do I think it'll mess up what you have? You ain't getting no large sum of money, are you? Mm-mm. Where your heels at in your weed?
Hello.
She's all in his account and everything. Maureen in Columbus, Ohio says, my husband is 65 and I'm 63. I'm a certified yoga instructor and I have classes during the week with a bunch of white millennials. In my beginner class, I have a young black man that just started coming. He loves to comment on how good I look for my age and how perfect my body is. He said he's turned on by older women and asked if we could talk after class. I reported him to security and I told my husband about this creep. My husband said it's nothing and I overreacted. Did I overreact?
Well, to your husband, you did.
Yeah, it has to do with her comfort level. Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're uncomfortable, you're uncomfortable. He paid you a compliment, but if you're uncomfortable with the compliment, you know, this is not an HR report here. He don't work for you. Y'all don't work at the same place. You got a yoga class. I don't know what to tell you. But if you told your husband, he say you overreacted, you can quit telling him because he don't give a damn.
At all.
He don't care.
All right, really? We gotta go. Thank you, CLO. Yeah. Coming up next, it is a nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.